12. The Other Nations. Although the society and government of this unique people are in many respects superior to those of the Eurasian nations, it should be stated that on the other continents, there are 11 on this planet, the governments are decidedly inferior to the more advanced nations of Eurasia. Just now this superior government is planning to establish ambassadorial relations with the inferior peoples. And for the first time a great religious leader has arisen who advocates the sending of missionaries to these surrounding nations. We fear they are about to make the mistake that so many others have made when they have endeavored to force a superior culture and religion upon other races. What a wonderful thing could be done on this world if this continental nation of advanced culture would only go out and bring to itself the best of the neighboring peoples and then, after educating them, send them back as emissaries of culture to their benighted brethren. Of course, if a magisterial son should soon come to this advanced nation, great things could quickly happen on this world. This recital of the affairs of a neighboring planet is made by special permission with the intent of advancing civilization and augmenting governmental evolution on Eurasia. Much more could be narrated that would no doubt interest and intrigue Eurasians, but this disclosure covers the limits of our permissive mandate. Eurasians should, however, take note that their sister sphere in the Satania family has benefited by neither magisterial nor bestowal missions of the Paradise Sons. Neither the various peoples of Eurasia set off from each other by such disparity of culture as separates the continental nation from its planetary fellows. The pouring out of the Spirit of Truth provides the spiritual foundation for the realization of great achievements in the interests of the human race of the bestowal world. Eurasia is therefore far better prepared for the more immediate realization of a planetary government with its laws, mechanisms, symbols, conventions, and language, all of which could contribute so mightily to the establishment of world-wide peace under law and could lead to the sometime dawning of a real age of spiritual striving, and such an age as the planetary threshold to the utopian ages of light and life. Presented by Melchizedek of Nebadon.